You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, every year I give you guys a F Valencuts Day video along with a post-action report. And of course, this year's going to be no different. Oh, gentlemen, the levels of simpery that were witnessed at the store yesterday were off the damn charts. Oh my God. We had guys out there literally waiting for an hour and a half just to get flowers and chocolates and teddy bears and all that crap. Utterly insane. But you know what? Blue pill normies are going to normie. Yeah. I'm going to get back to those guys. However, I have to tell you about the self-senders. Yeah, these are women who send items to themselves. They typically tend to be big girls, unattractive, and they always make sure to send it to their job. Yeah. The number of self-senders definitely went way up from last year. I'm always keeping my eye out for things like that, since I can go directly into the system and look. I'm just like, okay, match, 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 self-send, self-send, self-send. Oh, this is going to be fun. Now, there was one in particular that I have to share with you. I have to. Now, this particular self-sender, as usual, office lady. This woman spent upwards of $200 on all of her stuff. So, of course, I take everything, go up to the office. Hey, I got a delivery for such and such. Oh, she's over there. See this woman? Boy, talk about large and in charge. Yeah. This woman looked like she was definitely pushing over 300 pounds. So, of course, women like this, they have to make a spectacle of the delivery. They just have to. They need that dopamine rush from the attention that they're going to garner. So go over, you know, here's your items. Let me take a quick picture. Take the picture. And of course, she's like, oh, who sent this to me? I must have a secret admirer. Now on the card message, it said, from a secret admirer. And that, gentlemen, is when I knew, yep, self-send. But what she doesn't realize is that I can see on my phone who sent it to her. And of course, it was her. So as usual, the hens start clucking. Oh, I wonder who sent that ad, blah, 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 blah. And she's basking in the attention that she's getting. So as I'm about to leave, there are a couple of guys who come out, and one of them just pulls me to the side. He's like, hey, do you know who sent that to her? I said, you know what? Normally, I'm not supposed to tell anything. However, since the delivery was confirmed, it was delivered, it's complete. She sent that to herself. And the guy was like, no, no, no. like, yeah, it's true. So I showed him, turned my phone around, said, yeah, she sent that to herself, dog. He was like, I knew it. And the other guy was like, man, that is some sad shit. And we all just started cracking up at that point. I'm like, yeah, it is sad. But guess what? I'm getting paid off of her misery. And that was like, damn, dog, you cold. But you know what? I understand. So fist bump both of them. And of course, they went over there and they started smiling. Man, I tell you, the spectacle that this woman made let me know exactly why no one's checking for her. But the fact that the number of self-senders went way up means this. More and more men are not participating in this Hallmark holiday, this day of just outright wasting money on ungrateful women. But let's go back to the guys who decided to stand outside the store and a couple of the young drivers, one of which I actually got him to start thinking. He might actually, you know, he might break that tie. He might break that chain. So I'm back at the store. Me and the young temp drivers are walking around. And of course, we're listening. You know, got to get something for the GF, you know. Happy wife, happy life. Now, the guy that I heard say that, I honed in on him. I said, you know what? Let me get your name so I can go in and see how far your order is. You know, he was like, oh, you know, thanks, man. You know, thanks. So me and the temp drivers, we go to the back of the store. We go back and I jump on the computer. I say, okay, this guy, da 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 da. What is he ordering? This dude, $278 of crap. 3 dozen roses, 2 boxes of chocolate, 2 teddy bears. Yeah. So one of the guys, the youngest one, he was like, how in the hell do you justify spending that amount of money on your girlfriend or your wife? And that right there is when I knew the strike. I said, well, you got to think about this. What did he say? Happy wife, happy life. That right there is the phrase of a broken husband. He knows he can't leave. He knows if he does not please his wife, then guess what? She's not going to give him any cookie. She's not going to give him any box. However, here's what you have to understand. Here's the real trick bag that this man is in. He can do all of this. He can buy all of this. But at the end, she still reserves the right to say no. Oh, the chocolates made me feel bad. Oh, the flowers, you know, something was wrong with the flowers. Any excuse that she can come up with, she can use it to not give him said box, to not have sex with him. However, this man has already had sex with this woman multiple times. It's not like every time you have sex with your wife or girlfriend, it's going to be some new magical experience. No, 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 no. He's trying to buy her affection. This is what normie guys do. They have to continue to pay. It's quite sad if you really want my honest opinion on it. But hey, we're getting paid. We truly are. So, of course, the young guy was like, man, I would never get my girlfriend anything like this, even though she's trying to nudge me. I said, well, hold up. Hold your horses. Hold your horses. I understand where you're coming from. Now, let me ask you this question. Has your girlfriend earned a reward? He's like, well, no, she's kind of been a bitch to me all this time. I said, well, guess what? You do not have to reward bad behavior. And unfortunately, a lot of these guys, today, they're going to reward their girlfriend or wife's bad behavior. Why? Because they're programmed to do so under the guise of, well, if she's not happy, you know, she's not gonna, you know, have sex with me and this, that, and the other. I said, this is why I dubbed this day National Fake Prostitute Day, because what they're paying for all of this, you know, crap, they can just go to the massage parlor and get what they really want for a whole lot less. So, of course, the young guy was like, damn, you cold. I said, well, I'm experienced. I'm an experienced older man. I've seen a lot of things, been a lot of places. As you can see, I'm dysfunctionally married myself. But guess what? Experience trumps everything. A lot of these guys, they refuse to break that programming. So you know what? It is what it is. Hey, some guys, they want to live that happy illusion. They want to see that beautiful lie instead of experience the ugly truth. A guy like me, hey, I've experienced the ugly truth. And once I actually, you know, settled in and say, yep, this is how things truly go, I say, you know what? I'm actually freer because I accepted it. Now, every man's got to walk his own path. Some men, they choose to be normies and conformies. That's them. That's all they know. That's all they want. And guys like that are the guys that you see out waiting in this line. A guy like me, I say, hey, if the woman that I'm with has not earned a reward, guess what? She gets nothing. So, of course, the younger guy was like, you know what? That's a good thought process. Yeah, my girlfriend's been bitching and whining and all that stuff. I said, well, don't give her a reward. Don't reward a woman's bad behavior. If she wants to leave, guess what? She can always leave. Like, do y'all live together? It's like, no, we keep separate places. I said, good. So guess what? Hey, she reserves the right to walk away. Let her know, walking away is always going to be an option. If you don't like the way things are going, cool. Cut the chain, have a nice life. But yeah, so many guys out there still trying to buy the affections of the woman in their life. Utterly and totally sad. But hey, normies are going to be normies. They're going to sit around and they're going to pay their hard-earned money to try to keep getting the same box they've always had. But guess what? In the process, hey, I'm getting paid. So at least I'm going to win in this equation. But I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys did on National quote unquote Fake Prostitution Day, aka Valencucks Day. What did you guys observe in your travels? How much simpery did you guys see? Oh, I can't wait for the comments on this one. Well, far too many women are going to learn the hard way, especially on holidays like this, where guys are quote unquote supposed to spend money on them in order to have the illusion of the possibility of getting the same tired, dried out box that they've already gotten for so many days and months and years prior. Ladies, the power that you think you have with your box is definitely going out. Feminism and the idea that men are supposed to be happy to spend their money on you is going out right along with it. Because believe you me, ladies, I've seen even further down the line. Yeah, Valencucks Day, it is definitely one of those holidays that's going to be going away, because more and more men are going to find you unworthy to spend their money on. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.